This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to top people and ideas, presented by U-Mobile.
Today we welcome Vipin Kalra, CEO of Bank Bazaar International, which earlier this year launched its financial comparison site here in Malaysia called BBazaar. Good morning, Vipin, and welcome to the Breakfast Grill.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
It's our pleasure. Now, folks, if you have any questions about this new financial comparison site, you can WhatsApp your questions to 018-789-8899, or you can tweet us at BFM Radio. All right, Vipin, so financial comparison sites, look, they are not new here in Malaysia. We already have about a dozen or so of them here already, including you guys. You guys launched here in Malaysia back in March. Aren't you late to the game here in Malaysia?
So let me just get some of the things straight, right? First of all, I don't think we are a comparison website.
Okay.
We are a marketplace, and there's a difference between a comparison website and a marketplace. Think about Amazon. If you buy a pair of Nike shoe on Amazon, they don't take you to a Nike store. They sell you Nike right at there, at that point.
Right.
What happens between Amazon and Nike is behind the scene. It's totally not visible to the consumer, right? So our vision is to be like an Amazon for financial services. The idea is comparison is the first step for consumers to come and check and see what's right for them.
Okay.
Then we help consumers to match the right product based on what they're eligible for. And then we help them to apply and get instant approval on those products.
So. All right, so just to be clear here, you aspire to be a marketplace, but currently, given the current iteration of your website, you are a financial comparison website, correct?
Yes, so comparison is the first step.
Okay.
Right. But again, we are a technology company. We are not a marketing company. I don't consider myself as a marketing company.
Mm.
So technology company uses this technology platform to provide end-to-end fulfillment of products.
Right.
That's where I see a huge opportunity for BBazaar in Malaysia.
But those aspirations, they're not unique to you, though, right? You know, your competitors right now, they aspire to have that end-to-end a process as well, right? Whereby individuals like myself and all Malaysians can sign up for these financial products, be it insurance, credit cards, even loans, via that website as well. So again, that vision is not unique to you, though. So how does BBazaar stand out in a already competitive market?
So the view I take is that it's difficult for a marketing company to become a technology company, but it's a lot easier for a technology company to become a marketing company. And I think that's where we see a unique edge in this market. We come from a technology background. We've developed our own sort of proprietary platform and some unique capabilities that do not exist in this market yet.
Such as?
Such as the matching engine. We have a proprietary matching engine, which basically uses machine learning and AI to match the right product with the right consumer, to make sure that we're not wasting consumers' time or the bank's time in connecting, in applying for a product which the consumer is not eligible for, right?
Mm.
So the technology platform enables the matching, the right matching of product with the provider and with the consumer. And also, we provide the online instant fulfillment of the product as well. I think those things are quite unique in the market. They don't exist today. Yes, there is a lot of aspiration from our marketing companies to become one of those websites. But, you know, again, as I said, it's difficult for a marketing company to be expert in technology.
Hmm. And do you see that being a, you know, big pain point there? I mean, is there a big disconnect between potential customers and suiting them up with the right financial product?
I think so. Look, yeah. It is very common, regardless of whether it's a developing market or a fully developed market. We see the two quite profound issues in financial services industry. One is that there is still a lack of financial literacy and education about what is right for me, what's the right product for me, and you know, rather than going to my preferred bank, I'd like to. And the consumers in today's world like to see what's right for them, right? The second problem is access to financial services. I mean, in almost every market, but particularly in the developing markets, where the financial services are not fully penetrated, a large population is still underbanked and unbanked.
But that's not the case for Malaysia, though, because I think the penetration rate here in Malaysia is above 90%, if I'm not mistaken, 92%, according to some latest figures.
I don't think that's true. So if you take the population of Malaysia, 30 million population, let's say 20 plus million adults, only 2 million population in Malaysia do not have access to banks. So they are unbanked, right? I'll give you another example. We have 10 million credit cards in Malaysia for a population of 20 plus million adults. Average of 2 cards per person, let's assume that that's the case, which is actually quite accurate. Only less than 5 million people have access to credit card. It's the simplest form of credit that you can get in any market.
Yeah, but that assumes that people even want credit cards, though, here in Malaysia. Because I've had local bank, a C-suite guy here on the same program actually tell me, look, Malaysia is a mature market already. You know, those who want access, not true?
I totally disagree with that. I think Malaysia has a long way to go when it comes to access to credit. Credit is not bad. I think the problem is that the consumer, we think credit is bad. Credit is the lifeblood of any business, any small business, any large corporation, right?
Right.
When credit is misused, then it becomes bad. And I think that's where we need to draw a line and say the good side of the credit is still hugely underpenetrated in this market.
Tell you what, we'll leave that for Ringgit and Sense. We've got another show about personal finance. But let's come back. Personal finance. But let me come back to your business here. So, you know, you launched in March. What kind of traction have you seen here in Malaysia over the last few months?
So look, in the last 6 months, we have about 1 million visitors, unique visits to our website. So that shows us that there is a lot of demand and people are searching for financial services product. That gives us a lot of encouragement that, yes, this population is growing and we're seeing the traffic increasing. We now have 3 banks that we are partnering with that are live and about 3 or 4 more coming on board very soon. So we have a good sort of pipeline of partners building up. So we can see there's a demand, so consumers are coming to our website, and there is a supply. So we're working on both sides.
All right. Now, we also understand that you are in several countries besides India, which is where Bank Bazaar International is based. You're also in Mexico, the UAE, Australia, the Philippines, Singapore, and of course, here in Malaysia. So how does Malaysia fit into your broader global strategy?
I think Malaysia is a very interesting market for us. So if I put India at one end of the spectrum, it's highly underpenetrated, huge geographically diverse market, but low credit quality. On the other end of the spectrum, I'll put Australia and Singapore that are concentrated, highly penetrated, but mature markets. And Malaysia sits somewhere in the middle. Yeah, I think it has a lot of resemblance to the market like India, where still the credit is underpenetrated. The financial services products are hugely underpenetrated, in my opinion. And there is still an issue of access and education.
Enough potential for 12 or possibly even more players? I mean, is the pie that big, though? I mean, at least worth your time?
So in my recollection, there is about half a dozen that seriously matter in this market. There are about half a dozen comparison websites, as you define them, that exist that have any serious traffic, right? About 2 or 3 really get a decent sort of size of the traffic. So in my opinion, yes, the market has the potential to have 3 or 4 major players. There's no issue with that.
Now, we understand that back in India, you have a focus on customers in the rural areas, correct?
Yes, that's true. That's correct.
Is that going to, you know, perhaps complement your strategy here in Malaysia? Are there plans to perhaps reach those in rural Malaysia?
Yes, definitely. That is definitely one of the core competency we have. And we think we can really help the market in terms of reaching out to places where consumers don't have access to banks and financial services.
How do you plan to roll that out?
Well, I think our digital platform allows us to reach out to consumers who don't have access to a physical branch. So because we do everything digitally, paperless, and presentless fashion as well, we can reach out to consumers that are in remote areas. They don't need to come to you. And you know, the interesting thing about Malaysia is that over 90% of people now have access to smartphones and mobile phones. People are digitally connected, and they are. I think we also underestimate how digitally savvy people are, even in remote areas, right? So the fact that everyone is connected or majority of population is connected and have a mobile device, they can easily access financial services through our website to any of the financial institutions that participate on our website.
Well, having a mobile connection is one thing, but having them possibly understand the kind of products and services that you're offering is a different thing. I'm looking at bbazaar.my right now. It's all in English.
So we are coming up with the Bahasa version of it as well. Again, we had to start with an easier option first. So we in most market we operate in English. So English was the easy sort of first step. We are working on Bahasa both in terms of call center as well as the website.
Do you have a timeline on that?
I think in the next 6 months, you'll see us support our consumers with Bahasa language.
All right. I'm speaking to Vipin Kara, CEO of Bank Bazaar International, which has just launched their financial comparison site here in Malaysia back in March. It's called bBazaar. Vipin, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll want to talk about the user experience on bBazaar. Stay tuned. This is The Breakfast Grill.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Thanks for staying with us. I'm Tan Chung Han, and with me in the studio is Vipin Kalra, CEO of Bank Bazaar International, which earlier this year, in March of this year, launched their financial comparison site here in the domestic market. Now, Vipin, in the first half, we spoke about your broader corporate strategy. Let's now talk about the user experience. You know, let me start with a broad-based question here. You know, what kind of user experience do you promise those who visit your website?
So where we are heading to is a seamless, instant access to financial product. And what that would manifest in terms of the consumer experience is that you come to our website, you have a list of all the products that are available in the market. We ask a set of questions. We take you through an eligibility journey to make sure what you're eligible for. We will match the right product and give you a short list of product first. Mm. Now, once you select one of those shortlisted products, we will help you fill up all the application forms electronically. We will have all the documentation uploaded electronically, and we will take you to the banks or the financial institution that's offering that product of your choice, and will get the approvals instantaneously. That's the experience we are committing to.
Right.
Now, this is not just a vision. This is already happening in markets like India and Singapore, where we are offering instant approval on credit card and personal loans in minutes.
Right. And again, to the nitty-gritty of the process here in just a bit, but can I be very honest with you? Okay, so in my research leading up to this grill, I obviously had to spend a few minutes on your website. It totally turned me off, okay? Mm-hmm. It just wasn't for me, all right? Okay, and let me kind of back this up. Let me give you some context here. It wasn't just me. So I wanted to find out, you know, the bank here in Malaysia with the best rate for a six-month FD for 20,000 ringgit, okay? So those were the parameters. Checked out your website and also two of your competitors. On top of that, I also had three of my lovely interns. Big shout out to Joe, Wai Lun, and also Suwen there, who also did that same comparison. Best rate, six-month FD 20,000 ringgit. Now, here's how long it took to get the results, okay? On competitor one's website, less than 20 seconds. On competitor two's website, less than 15 seconds. On bbazaar.my, 150 seconds average. That's 2.5 minutes. That's for one simple search. In other words, it took 10 times longer for all four of us. Well, actually, all three of them. I gave up. I just gave up. Right? I couldn't find the details that I wanted, right? For that one simple search. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's very interesting feedback. I'll look into it because I don't expect that to happen to anyone. Absolutely not. It's surprising to hear that, frankly speaking. I mean, we don't expect consumers to have that much of patience. I totally agree with you. It's critical to us, whether we are on a mobile or on a desktop sort of interface, consumers expect same omni-channel experience in every channel, which means if I click a button, I should get instant sort of results, mm-hmm. The only limitation is the speed of your internet connectivity, right? And that is the way it should work. So I will take that on board. I will go and investigate as to what happened, because it should not happen.
Right, but even looking at your Bank Bazaar International website over there in India, it's very text-heavy, though. So I wonder what kind of user experience your customer base has been accustomed to versus what your competitors have perhaps spoiled us with here in Malaysia. Now, it's very instantaneous, not text-heavy at all. You get the comparison, you know, within 15 or maybe less, right? Now, very, very short time. So how are you going to fundamentally change that user experience then? Again, given what we here in Malaysia are accustomed to.
No, but it's a good question.
Because you've launched already back in March, right?
Yes. So look, it's a very good question. So 70% of our consumers come to us through a mobile device. And so what we do is we focus on mobile first and the desktop second. Now, I'm not giving you excuses. Of course, the experience on desktop should be equally good. Mm. Right? However, if you look at our mobile interface, you'll see that we cut through the clutter and we try to make the interface and usability easier, because we're dealing with a small screen. We have to be very punchy and give consumers the answer that they're looking for. Now, of course, the website needs to mimic the same sort of experience. I agree with you on that. However, what happens on the website is, because we have a variety of services, including our blog, our informative services, we know that when consumers come to desktop, they're looking for more information rather than a quick access to product. So there are different intentions of consumers when they come to desktop versus mobile. Mm. So I think we try to cater for that sort of consumer base who come to desktop to look for information, and we give them the information.
Do you have an app yet for Malaysia?
Not yet, no. But what our website is mobile friendly, so it is as good as having an app.
All right. So how far away are we here in Malaysia from actually being able to have that, like you said, paperless end-to-end process on your website? How far away?
Very good question.
Because now, like for credit cards, right, I tried, you know, different features and all. I'm still just entering my phone number, expecting someone from the bank to give me a call. I don't want that.
So I think that's a very good question. There are a couple of hurdles in this market, and I will be bold enough to say that the market is not ready yet. The reason the market is not ready yet is there are two big hurdles. The first one is the regulatory hurdle, and I have to give full credit to Bank Negara for addressing that issue right now. And the government is also pushing for it. There is no such thing as a digital national ID. Right, so I cannot authenticate a consumer digitally online without needing a piece of paper and their presence. So the banks and the whole industry is used to asking consumers to come to the branch, show me your face, sign the paper with the inked pen, and then I would authenticate you. Now, that is a very old process, and I think we need to move away from that. Many advanced markets have already moved away from it, and they have an infrastructure in place, national infrastructure supported by the regulators and the government, to say that we would digitize all of that, right? Mm. That's the first hurdle. The second hurdle is the bank's back office operations and the mindset, right? The banks are not ready yet because they're still dealing with the old way of doing things, which requires someone to either go to the consumers and collect papers or ask consumers to come to the branch to deliver papers and have the ink signatures and all of those things. And it's still a manual process. So the banks or the back-end infrastructure is not fully digitized yet either. Mm. I think we need, so some of the international banks are better in that sense because they've done it in other markets. They can bring those capabilities quickly into the Malaysian market. However, the regulator has to set the right setting for it as well.
Right, because I understand that you've got a deal with StanChart and Citibank, but perhaps less traction with the local domestic boys here. Okay, got it. But I want to come back to that first hurdle you mentioned, though. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about the KYC process, right?
Yes,
but from what I understand from Bank Negara's FinTech Sandbox, one of them actually goes into the what they call eKYC, so like electronic, or knowing your clients, knowing your customers electronically. Now, on top of that, I know from my experience investing in P2P, robo-advisors, etc., right? This, they're able to onboard their clients without having to do the, having to fill out any paper forms then, right? So, you know, what are you not seeing that perhaps these guys may have sorted out already?
So I think that there are some clear guidelines for certain products where the eKYC is not available yet. So for unsecured lending and for secure lending, the old style of KYC is still required. Right, because we do not have a proper eKYC infrastructure in the country, right, which requires a digital identity as well as digital signature. You need to have both, right? And I think the problem is that in certain applications, you can get away without it. However, the regulator is very clear about the personal finance product need to be KYC'd in the old-fashioned yet.
So you're putting the blame right now on the domestic banks run, right?
Well, I think it's a setting of the regulatory environment as well as the banking infrastructure. So okay. I think the good news is that the Bank Negara is addressing both. So they are, and I think I heard the news that the Minister of Communication, he communicated, I think, about back in 2017 or early this year, I can't remember the date, but where they say that we are now moving the country towards a digital ID, a digitized mm-hmm. national ID. Now, of course, everyone has an ID card, but it's not digital yet. The second part is banking banks opening up. If banks do not have their own infrastructure ready, they can always utilize a third party like Bank Bazaar or BBazaar's infrastructure to provide that sort of digital sort of capability to consumers, right? For that, they need to open up their banking sort of system. And that's where the Bank Negara is now pushing this open API for infrastructure. So banks can connect to third parties like ourselves and offer those type of digital services.
Hopefully the domestic players are listening to you right now. With the little time that we have left, a couple more questions. Look, you are backed by some big names, Amazon, Walton, etc., right? You have a war chest of over $100 million. That's 10 times what iMoney has raised. How does that 100 million war chest filter down to the Malaysia market?
Well, I think we are significantly investing in Malaysia because we see Malaysia as one of the key markets for us. And not only the market offers a great potential for us to grow business here, it also could potentially serve as the base to support multiple languages in other rest of the ASEAN and Asia-Pacific markets. So, I could easily see Malaysian us having a Malaysia call center that supports multiple markets in Asia for Bahasa and for Mandarin and Cantonese, right? Mm. So Malaysia could play a critical role for us. So we are investing in all those areas to see how we could establish ourselves in Malaysia, both serving Malaysian market, but also using Malaysia as the base to serve some of the Asia-Pacific markets.
Right. So, but beyond outreach, though, I want to get a sense as to how much you're investing in data security, because one of the top concerns for any fintech player coming to Malaysia is exactly that. How do you assure your potential customers that the data that we give you is secure?
This is one of my favorite topics, so thanks for asking the question. data security has three issues. 10 years ago, we were worried about how to capture consumer data, right? We've solved that problem. That train has left the station. The data is already out, right? 5 years ago, we were worried about data security. How do we store data effectively? I think the industry has solved that problem through technical advancements. The current issue is the use of data. Do people use data responsibly or not? People being the companies. And I think that's where we have a major role to play. BBazaar is ISO 27000 certified company. This is the highest level of security you can ask for any information security, right? Mm. We are totally compliant with PDPA. We totally comply with OSPAR in Singapore. We know how to deal with confidential information. We know how to use information responsibly. So I think we take a very high ground on this subject to make sure that we maintain consumer confidence and the regulator's confidence in our business.
Vipin, well, we certainly wish you all the best in this already competitive market here in Malaysia. And hopefully the next time I check out BBazaar.my, that search time will be drastically lowered. Can I get your word on that?
Absolutely. I think you can count on me.
All right. Thank you so much. That was Vipin Kalra, CEO of Bank Bazaar International. This is The Breakfast Grill right here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, Frost & Sullivan Malaysia's mobile data service provider of the year.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.